Welcome to another enlightening episode of BE Informed by Brown Edwards, where we delve into the intricate world of finance to empower our listeners with knowledge that can enhance their financial well-being. Today, we're exploring the realm of tax-smart investing, a crucial yet often overlooked aspect of financial strategy that can significantly influence your year-end gains. Imagine a strategy that not only maximizes your investment returns, but does so by optimizing your tax liabilities. This is precisely what tax-smart investing aims to achieve. It's about being strategic with your investments, considering the tax implications of each move, and making decisions that can lead to substantial savings and increased returns over time. In this episode, we'll define what tax-smart investing truly means and why it's essential for anyone looking to make the most out of their investments. As we navigate through the complexities of tax-smart investing, you'll discover how employing tax-efficient strategies can dramatically enhance your investment returns. These strategies are not just about saving money, they are about making your money work harder for you. By understanding and applying these principles, investors can optimize their portfolios for tax efficiency, ensuring that more of their hard-earned money stays working for them rather than being lost to taxes. Our discussion will cover various approaches that illustrate how tax-efficient investing is not just a financial tactic, but a comprehensive plan that aligns with your overall financial goals. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting on your financial journey, this episode is designed to provide you with insights that can transform how you think about your investments. Throughout this episode, we'll touch upon various topics such as asset location strategies, tax loss harvesting, dividend considerations, and Roth conversion opportunities. While we won't delve into the specifics right now, these are just some of the powerful tools that can be utilized within the framework of tax-smart investing. By the end of our discussion, you'll not only have a solid understanding of these concepts, but also practical insights into how they can be applied to maximize your financial outcomes. So, whether you're looking to fine-tune your current investment strategies or seeking new ways to optimize your financial portfolio, stay tuned for an enriching conversation that promises to enhance your financial acumen and empower you with knowledge that can lead to smarter financial decisions. Asset location is a sophisticated yet essential concept in the pursuit of tax efficiency within investment strategies. It refers to the strategic placement of different asset classes into various types of accounts to optimize tax outcomes. This approach is critical because not all income generated from investments is taxed equally. For instance, interest income, dividends, and capital gains are subject to different tax treatments, and these differences can have a substantial impact on the overall return on an investment portfolio. By thoughtfully placing assets in accounts that align with their tax characteristics, investors can potentially reduce their tax liabilities and enhance their net returns. For example, tax-inefficient investments, like bonds or mutual funds that generate high interest or short-term capital gains, might be better suited for tax-advantaged accounts such as IRAs or 401ks. Conversely, tax-efficient investments, such as stocks that primarily yield long-term capital gains or qualified dividends, could be more beneficial in taxable accounts. Understanding and applying asset location strategies can lead to significant savings over time, underscoring the importance of this approach in a comprehensive investment plan. Determining the optimal account type for different asset classes requires a nuanced understanding of both investment characteristics and tax laws. Different accounts, whether taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-exempt, offer unique advantages that can be leveraged to achieve tax efficiency. For instance, tax-deferred accounts, such as traditional IRAs or 401ks, allow investments to grow tax-free until withdrawals are made, which can be advantageous for assets with high turnover or those generating significant taxable income. On the other hand, Roth IRAs, which are tax-exempt, are often ideal for growth-oriented stocks because withdrawals are tax-free, making them suitable for assets expected to appreciate significantly over time. Taxable accounts, while lacking the tax shelter of IRAs, still play a vital role by offering the benefits of lower capital gains rates and the ability to implement tax loss harvesting strategies. The selection of which assets to place in each account type should be guided by a thorough analysis of expected returns, tax implications, and the investor's overall financial goals. By effectively matching asset classes with the most appropriate accounts, investors can maximize their after-tax returns, thereby enhancing the overall performance of their portfolios. This strategic alignment is a cornerstone of a well-rounded, tax-efficient investment strategy that supports long-term financial success. Tax loss harvesting is a powerful tactic that investors can utilize to manage their tax liabilities and enhance overall portfolio performance. At its core, tax loss harvesting involves selling securities that have experienced a loss in order to offset capital gains realized elsewhere in the portfolio. This approach can be particularly effective in reducing the tax burden associated with capital gains, which can otherwise erode investment returns. By strategically selling underperforming assets and realizing losses, investors can use these losses to offset gains, thereby reducing taxable income. For example, if an investor has realized a $10,000 gain from the sale of a stock, they could sell another stock that has lost $10,000 to effectively negate the tax liability on the gain. This strategy not only minimizes taxes owed in the short term, but can also be used to carry forward losses to offset gains in future years, providing a valuable tool for long-term tax management. It's important to remember that while tax loss harvesting can offer significant benefits, it should be executed carefully, taking into consideration the wash sale rule, which prohibits repurchasing the same or a substantially identical security within 30 days before or after the sale. Identifying potential losses in your portfolio before the year end is a critical step in effectively implementing a tax loss harvesting strategy. Conducting a thorough review of your investment holdings can help pinpoint underperforming assets that are candidates for harvesting. This involves analyzing each asset's performance, current market conditions, and future prospects to determine whether it's worth holding on to or if selling it would be more advantageous from a tax perspective. Investors should consider both realized gains for the year and potential opportunities to harvest losses to balance their tax obligations. It's also important to think strategically about the timing of sales, ensuring that any actions taken align with broader financial goals and market conditions. Engaging with a financial advisor can provide valuable insights into how best to approach tax loss harvesting, ensuring that any decisions made are informed and beneficial. Additionally, the potential impact on the portfolio's asset allocation should be considered, as selling an asset solely for its loss might inadvertently alter the intended investment strategy. By taking a proactive approach to identifying and harvesting losses before the year end, investors can effectively manage their tax liabilities and improve their overall financial outcomes. When it comes to managing investments, understanding the tax implications of dividends is crucial for optimizing financial outcomes. Dividends, which are distributions of a company's earnings to its shareholders, can significantly influence an investor's tax situation. These payouts are typically classified into two categories for tax purposes: qualified and non-qualified dividends. Qualified dividends are taxed at the more favorable long-term capital gains rate, which is generally lower than the ordinary income tax rate. In contrast, non-qualified dividends are taxed at the investor's regular income tax rate, which can be substantially higher. This distinction highlights the importance of knowing how dividends will impact your tax obligations. Investors should consider the composition of dividends in their portfolios and how they align with their overall tax strategy. By carefully selecting dividend-paying stocks and understanding their tax treatment, investors can more effectively manage their tax liabilities and enhance their net investment returns. Reinvesting dividends can also be a strategic move to minimize tax impact while simultaneously growing your investment portfolio. When dividends are reinvested, they are used to purchase additional shares of the underlying stock, which can compound returns over time. This reinvestment strategy can be particularly advantageous in tax-advantaged accounts, such as IRAs or 401ks, where dividends can grow tax-deferred until withdrawal. By reinvesting dividends in these accounts, investors can avoid immediate tax liabilities and potentially increase their wealth accumulation. In taxable accounts, while reinvested dividends are still subject to taxes in the year they are received, the strategy can effectively increase the cost basis of the investment, which may reduce taxable gains when the asset is eventually sold. Another approach is to strategically manage the timing of dividend reinvestment to align with periods of lower taxable income, thereby optimizing tax efficiency. Ultimately, by considering the tax implications and timing of dividend reinvestment, investors can craft a more sophisticated and tax-efficient investment strategy that aligns with their long-term financial goals. This nuanced approach not only aids in managing current tax liabilities, but also sets the stage for sustained portfolio growth. Converting traditional IRA funds to a Roth IRA can be a strategic move with substantial long-term benefits, particularly in terms of tax efficiency. The primary advantage of a Roth IRA lies in its tax-free growth and withdrawals, meaning that once the funds are in a Roth account, any future earnings and qualified withdrawals are not subject to taxes. This feature makes a Roth conversion especially appealing for individuals anticipating higher tax rates in retirement or those who wish to minimize their taxable income in their later years. By paying taxes on the converted amount now, investors can potentially avoid higher taxes down the road, securing a more predictable tax situation in retirement. Additionally, Roth IRAs do not have required minimum distributions, RMDs, during the account holder's lifetime, offering greater flexibility in managing withdrawals and leaving more wealth to grow over time. When considering a Roth conversion, it's crucial to weigh the immediate tax impact against the future benefits and to ensure that the funds to cover the tax liability are available without tapping into the retirement savings themselves. Timing and executing a Roth conversion before the year end is a critical consideration that can influence its effectiveness. The decision to convert should take into account current income levels, anticipated future tax rates, and personal financial goals. It may be advantageous to execute a conversion during a year when taxable income is lower, which could place the individual in a more favorable tax bracket, thereby minimizing the tax burden of the conversion. Furthermore, spreading the conversion over several years can help manage the tax impact by avoiding a significant spike in taxable income in a single year. Engaging with a financial advisor or tax professional can provide personalized insights into when and how to best execute a Roth conversion, taking into account both current financial circumstances and future retirement goals. Additionally, considering the use of tax loss harvesting or other strategies to offset the tax liability of the conversion can further enhance its benefits. Ultimately, a well-timed and carefully executed Roth conversion can significantly contribute to a more tax-efficient retirement strategy, offering peace of mind and greater financial stability in the years to come. As we draw this insightful episode of BE Informed by Brown Edwards to a close, let's take a moment to reflect on the key strategies we've discussed for tax-smart investing. We've journeyed through a landscape of financial tactics, each aimed at enhancing your investment's potential while minimizing the tax burdens that can often erode your gains. From understanding the nuances of tax-efficient strategies to navigating the complexities of asset location, tax loss harvesting, dividend reinvestment, and Roth conversions, we've highlighted the importance of integrating these elements into a cohesive investment approach. These strategies are not just about saving on taxes today. They're about setting up a robust framework for your financial future, ensuring that your investments are working as hard as they can for you. By implementing these tax-smart techniques, you can position yourself to achieve greater financial success, maximizing the returns on your hard-earned assets. In closing, I encourage each of you to take a proactive step in your financial journey by reviewing your portfolios with these strategies in mind. Consider how the insights shared today can be applied to your unique financial situation and how they align with your long-term goals. Consulting with a tax advisor or financial professional can provide you with a tailored perspective, ensuring that your investment strategy is not only tax-efficient, but also aligned with your personal objectives. Remember, the landscape of tax-smart investing is ever-evolving, and staying informed is key to making the most of your financial opportunities. Thank you for joining us on this episode of BE Informed by Brown Edwards. Your time and attention are truly valued, and we hope you found today's discussion both enlightening and empowering. As we part ways, let us leave you with this thought. The best investment you can make is an investment in yourself. The more you learn, the more you earn. Keep learning, keep growing, and continue to make informed decisions that will pave the way for a prosperous financial future.